Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Christine from North Attleboro.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Christine?
Sure, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you, and Kennedy is now gone. Into that soundproof studio, question number one. Burger King and the Addams Family are teaming up for a 2024 Halloween menu. The items include Wednesday's Whopper and Things Rings. Who plays Wednesday in the Netflix series of the same name? Which actress?
I have no idea. I don't watch that series.
7 years ago today in 2017, Tom Petty died at the age of 66. What's the name of Tom Petty's band?
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Efren Ramirez turns 51 today. He played Pedro in this movie. Take a listen and name the movie.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
No idea.
Oh, come on.
Not a movie buff.
Question number four.
Chapel
Roan has had a meteoric rise in the last 6 months. Her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, has reached number one on the Billboard Top Album Sales Chart for the first time. And she's also at the top of the Billboard Artist 100 chart. Chapel was in Boston back in April as an opening act for which artist's Sour World Tour.
That would be Olivia Rodrigo.
And Morgan Wallen just donated $500,000 to the American Red Cross to help support part of his home state. They were devastated by Hurricane Helene. Which state is Morgan Wallen from?
North Carolina.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Christine is a fourth grade teacher. How do you like them at fourth grade, Christine?
Pretty good age. They're independent, but they're all really sweet and kind kids. So far, so good this school year.
So far, so good.
Sounds like Kennedy working with you and me, Dan. Christine got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number one. Burger King and the Addams Family are teaming up for a 2024 Halloween menu collabo. It includes Wednesday's Whopper and Things Rings.
That just flows.
Who plays Wednesday in the Netflix series of the same name?
Jenna Ortega.
1-0. 7 years ago today in 2017, Tom Petty died at the age of 66. Name Tom Petty's band.
The Heartbreakers.
Should have won. Efren Ramirez celebrating his 51st birthday. He played Pedro in this movie. Take a listen and then name it.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Kennedy, name the movie.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, Napoleon Dynamite.
Pretty good with the bow staff.
Mm-hmm.
3-1. Question number four. Chapel Roan has had a meteoric rise in the last 6 months. Her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, has now hit number one on the Billboard Top Album Sales Chart for the first time. And she's also at the top of the Billboard Artist 100 chart. She was here back in April as an opening act for which artist's Sour World Tour?
Olivia Rodrigo.
4-2. Question number five. Morgan Wallen just donated $500,000 to the American Red Cross to help support parts of his home state that were devastated by Hurricane Helene. Which state is Morgan from?
Oh, I don't know. North Carolina?
He is from Tennessee.
Go Vols.
No.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Christine, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing. And do you want to say hello to your students this morning at school?
Sure. Good morning, grade 4 students from Medway, Massachusetts, from 127 Rock.
Room 127 rocks.
It doesn't.
That's what
indeed.
I hear. Word on the street.
Christine, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
Oh, Kennedy, my name's Christine from North Attleboro, and I cannot see Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Christy from Derry, New Hampshire.
Hi, Christy.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Christy, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, my dear, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So there's 5 trivia questions. You have to answer more of them right than Kennedy to win the money. Kennedy now over in that studio. She can't hear anything on the air right now. Looking at the big board, she's got 5,779 wins, 423 losses. Are you ready?
Yeah, no pressure.
32 years ago today in 1992, The Mighty Ducks was released, starring which actor as Gordon Bombay, an arrogant lawyer sentenced to coach hockey as his community service?
Emilio Estevez.
Who knew Kate McKinnon was a Hanson superfan? She met the band live on the Today Show and couldn't contain her excitement. What is Hanson's biggest hit?
Bop.
Skip-a-da-ba-da-doo-wop.
Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine's twin daughters are 15 years old now. Jerry just took a picture with them all dressed up for homecoming. Which actor was Rebecca Romaine married to before O'Connell?
John Stamos.
Okay, she's rolling.
James Blunt is promising to change his name to whatever fans want if they can bring his debut album Back to Bedlam to the top of the UK charts. He's re-releasing it next week for its 20th anniversary. James Blunt has had one hit in the US, reaching number one back in 2005. Take a listen and then name the song.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
I'm Yours.
Question number 5. Daniel Day-Lewis supposedly retired from acting 7 years ago, but he's been spotted filming a movie in the UK. In which Martin Scorsese movie did Daniel Day-Lewis play the character Bill the Butcher?
I don't know. I think the only movie I know is Last of the Mohegans.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Now, Christy, I'm told you have a doctor's appointment today.
Yep, I'm going to get my preventative women's health visits out of the way, inspired by my girl Kennedy. So thank you, Kennedy.
Well, let's go. Good for you. Proud of you.
Let's do it.
Christy got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are pretty hard. You ready?
Yeah.
32 years ago today, 1992, The Mighty Ducks was released, starring which actor is Gordon Bombay, an arrogant lawyer sentenced to coach hockey as his community service?
Emilio Estevez.
Ducks fly together, Kennedy.
They
never
do.
Forget.
1-1, question number 2. Who knew Kate McKinnon was a Hanson super fan? She got to meet the band live on the Today Show and couldn't contain her excitement.
No.
What is Hanson's biggest hit?
Bop.
Tied to 2. Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine's twin daughters are now 15 years old, Kennedy. He posted a picture with them all dressed up for homecoming. Which actor was Rebecca Romaine married to before O'Connell?
John Stamos.
3-3. James Blunt is promising to change his name to whatever fans want if they can bring his debut album, Back to Bedlam, to the top of the UK charts. He's re-releasing it next week for its 20th anniversary.
The things we'll do for likes.
James Blunt has had one hit in the US, reached number one back in 2005. Take a listen and then name it.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Y'all beautiful.
I blew it.
I'm beautiful. Are you beautiful is correct. 4-3. Question number 5. Daniel Day-Lewis supposedly retired from acting 7 years ago, but he's been spotted filming a movie in the UK. Apparently, it is his son that is directing the movie. Kennedy?
Yeah.
In which Martin Scorsese movie did Daniel Day-Lewis play the character Bill the Butcher?
Oh, Gangs of New York.
So good.
Woo! Fantastic.
Best costume. Mm.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Christy, you don't get the cash. However, you are not leaving empty-handed. You just won yourself a King's Party package for you and five of your friends, bowling, pizza.
Woo!
Yes, we are doing it all. And then you are also in for the grand prize, which is a party for you and nine of your friends with a special guest appearance by the Kingpin himself.
No, you did not.
Woody Harrelson?
Oh.
No, me. I'll be there to go bowling with our grand prize winner, and I'm excited about that because I love to bowl.
Mm-hmm, it's fun.
It is a lot of fun. Thanks to King's Dining and Entertainment. Visit kings.com. Christy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, my name is Christy from Derry, New Hampshire, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Katie from Rockport.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Katie is sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Actually, I realized when I that I left my laptop back at home, so I have to
go back
pull over and buy a notebook for my meeting.
Wait, you have to?
I can't go all the way back, but
so you're just going to go over to the drugstore and pick up a 3-ring binder, spiral notebook.
That's right. Hey. Way to be prepared.
Get it, girl.
Make it happen. Fake it till you make it. We get Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
I just take out my phone and pretend I'm putting notes in there.
Yeah. I've never taken notes in a work meeting.
So glad we have Kennedy around here.
Thank God.
All right, Katie, you know the deal. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. We have $100 on the line. Kennedy is in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Dolly Parton released a sequel to her New York Times bestselling picture book, Billy the Kid Makes It Big. It's called Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas. Who is Dolly's famous goddaughter?
Miley Cyrus.
Rock icon Sting turning 73 today. Before going solo, he was the frontman for which band?
The Police.
Question number three. Doja Cat is teaming up with Airbnb for a one-night-only event called The Living Room Sessions with Doja Cat. 15 lucky fans will get to attend a private concert with Doja. Which of these is not a Doja Cat song? Say So, Paint the Town Red, or Snooze?
Snooze.
Nobody wants to do that. We did that during the pandemic. We want to get out of the house now.
That's right.
Question number four. 74 years ago today in 1950, the first Peanuts comic strip featuring Charlie Brown and Snoopy appeared in 9 newspapers under the name Little Folks. What kind of dog is Snoopy?
Is he a beagle?
Question number five. Demi Lovato was honored with a wax figure in Las Vegas. Name the famous wax museum with 23 locations worldwide where Demi got her statue.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Is it Madame Tussauds or Tussauds? Tussauds?
Hmm? Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Well, somebody that can't remember their laptop, you can remember a lot of pop culture.
Yep.
Nice.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Katie forgot the computer, but she did not forget any of these answers. She got 5 out of 5 correct.
Oh, wow. Well done, friend.
Yep.
Yay.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
I am.
Dolly Parton released a sequel to her New York Times best-selling picture book, Billy the Kid Makes It Big. It is called Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas. Who is Dolly's famous goddaughter?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Adds to the drama.
That's what I hear.
The suspense. Rock icon Sting turned 73 today. Before going solo, He was the frontman for which band?
The Police.
Did you see he has a new song out? New project called Sting, like 3.0?
Why yeah, not?
That's his new group?
Just keep reinventing.
He does not look 73.
The song, the song sounds
Tantric
like
whatever a, seems to be good for you.
A weird Dave Matthews Band song is what it sounds like. Very deep and grovelly.
Weird Dave Matthews is redundant.
Don't make me fight you right in the middle of this game.
Well, I'm not wrong.
She's 100% right.
Doja Cat is teaming up with Airbnb for a one-night-only event called the Living Room Sessions with Doja Cat. 15 lucky fans will get to attend a private concert with Doja. Which of these is not one of her songs? Say So, Paint the Town Red, Snooze.
Snooze?
Question number four. 74 years ago today in 1950, the first Peanuts comic strip featuring Charlie Brown and Snoopy appeared in 9 newspapers under the title Lil' Folks. What kind of dog is Snoopy?
He's a beagle.
He's fresh is what he is.
He's also a fighter pilot.
Demi Lovato was honored with a wax figure in Vegas. Can you name the famous wax museum with 23 locations worldwide where Demi got her statue?
Madame Tussauds.
All right, question number one, you said Miley Cyrus, yes. Question number two, you said The Police. Question number three, I'm going to skip. Question number four, you said a beagle. Yes, of course, a beagle. Madame Tussauds is correct for number five. Now, Doja Cat, Say So, Paint the Town Red, or Snooze, you said Snooze. That, in fact, is a SZA song. Nice job, John.
I thought for sure you had me.
5-5 is the final score. So here's the deal. Whenever we have a 5-5 tie, we give you the $100.
Yay.
Because we know Sal's going to be in the office today, and he's going to come complaining about it. And we're just going to yell, hashtag suck at Sal. Right?
As long as Kennedy protects the house on $1,000, yeah. I think he'll be okay.
Also, you won yourself a pair of concert tickets. Go see Gracie Abrams October 9th at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Enjoy that concert. That should be a good one. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, Kennedy, I think it feels like I've tried 100 times, but it's Katie from Rockport, and I still cannot beat Kennedy.
But you can tie her.
You can indeed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.